Shalom, anachnu korim.
Hello, we're reading in the writings of Rabash, third volume, page 1485. Sorry, article. Here you stand all today, too. You can ask questions at cub.tv, and selected questions will be aired live. Again, writings of Rabash, third volume, page 1854 in the Hebrew text. There's no English text. Article. Here you stand today, all today. Here you stand today, you in plural form, from the woodcutter to those who draw the water, to pass you through the covenant that the Creator, your God, has made with you today. And the interpreters ask, he begins with plural form of you, and later in singular form. And to understand the matter of the covenant, they bring the explanation that many are like thin canes that are weak, but if you make them into a collection, they become strong. And regarding the covenant, Bala Sulam said, why do two lovers, if they have between them love and friendship, need a covenant? However, the covenant is so that as now is in wholeness between them, and it could be that after a while they won't have that same love, and each one would imagine to himself that the other is doing bad things to him. Then comes the covenant, so that each one would keep the covenant that they made at a time that they had true love between them. So that even now, when they don't feel it, they would still keep the friendship between them, as if even now they have a sensation of love. Similarly, at the time that a person feels the love of the Creator, then he realizes that it's worthwhile to leave other loves for the love of the Creator. But later on, when the awakening goes away from him and he no longer feels the love of the Creator, then he wants to come back to other loves, which he has already decided that he should toss them away. Then the person must keep the covenant and walk in the same order that he behaved with himself while feeling the love of the Creator, even though now he has no sensation. And then work has to be by coercion, enslaving oneself to the covenant that he made before. And this is called to pass you, to be with you in the covenant.
We know that when we receive an awakening through study and the group, through certain actions, meaning from the environment, all in all, then, of course, immediately our values change in accordance with the awakening. And we're ready to go above reason, the physical above reason, and to work and bestow and in love and in accordance with the size of the awakening, the greatness of the awakening. When the awakening passes, then we go back to the regular values, and here the question is, how can one, at a time that in his feeling he is in the low values, his regular values, but is reminded by the high value, the upper value from what he had before, how he was under the influence of the environment, when he was truly in several degrees higher than now, how he can do. what was he given this work for? Not the work, this state. And the current state was given to him, not so that he will try to go back to that state that he was in before. Rather that in his current feeling, in his current sensation that he received now, he will be able to appreciate the values that were in him previously. And to want and live according to the values that he acquired under the influence of the group, even in a state that he hasn't now it by himself, that the light has passed, he's not under the illumination, and it's not, and although it's not there, to renew it and to keep himself and hold himself according to the previous values from his exertion and effort, from awakening himself. This is called the keeping of the covenant. And it's not the same state that was, but with that, he is in the same values like he had. This is similar to a person that is raised to a certain degree. Afterwards, he's lowered, and he himself raises himself to the previous degree. And once again, he is raised to a higher degree and lowered, and he himself raises himself to the previous degree. What does it mean that he raises himself? That although the light doesn't illuminate for him, he does want to keep all those conditions. It's called faith above reason. He wants to keep those same conditions in dedication to the environment, to the Creator. Although he doesn't receive now from them any support. And this way he can advance. This is called that he kept the covenant, even though that he signed the covenant at a time that there was love and feeling and everything was revealed. Now that the relations are not revealed, he finds the strengths, the forces to keep the covenant in the current state like it was before. And this way he advances. This means once he's shown the example, and the next time after that, he himself executes this action like he was shown. And this way each time, the state that he's doing now, when he finds and tries to find the strength to reach those same values in faith above reason, this is called with him, today you stand here today before me, which he feels that it's his today. Yes.
Alex from Khadar is asking, what is making a covenant in the group? Are we at the degree that we're capable of it?
Just as we just spoke of now, the signing of a covenant happens in every single state. Meaning, a state which we are shown, like to little children, some example, and that we need to try to do something. We're shown an example, and we need to do something. So in this way we're advancing. And therefore, the signing of this covenant exists in every state that a person needs to fulfill his part of the job compared to what was he had before. And this is called the signing of a covenant. Not signing a covenant. A signing a covenant in a way that the Creator shows him something and then he keeps it. The signing of the covenant from the side of the Creator and then from the side of the person who keeps it. Without a step from above, we can't do anything. We only have to show our willingness. Yes.
Aaron from Dimona is asking, how can a person keep the covenant when a great force of rejection comes to him and he doesn't have any sensation?
I said that it depends on your preparation. If there's preparation, then he starts to feel in every single state and stage. It doesn't come immediately. It comes after some time. That later I, with this preparation, there are many states. All those 125 degrees we need to finish in our preparation and later and bestow in order to bestow and then receive in order to bestow. So in the beginning he doesn't feel anything. He simply exists. He sits, he studies, he does all kinds of things. You know, gets a little bit of encouragement, sometimes not. You know, sometimes he's not relating to the states he's going through in a creative way. Let's say in a way that he can respond to them, like a baby. All kinds of things are being done with him. He's being cared for. He responds to this, but without executing on himself something in cooperation in some way. Now, later, as he grows, this takes a long time, yeah? Until he grows, then he starts to respond slowly, slowly. Meaning, he takes part himself also. He's willing, not willing, prepared to, not prepared. He gets mad or is happy, or he starts to respond. And it's more clear to himself. And later, he responds in a way that he wants to show his response to the person who's taking care of him, to his mother, that he wants this, or I don't want this, I love, or I don't love this, and this way in all sorts of ways. Also in a very simple way. The response is very simple, but the responses are already that he understands that he's doing the response towards her. Towards what? This is already relating to her. Later, he starts to be in the previous request. He cries, he laughs, he yells, he asks in a certain way. He already knows how to enter with her into a certain cooperation, into a certain sharing. The same situations, the same states, same types of connection, we go through with the Creator. When a person grows, then here he starts to understand in what way, for what goal, what purpose he's using all the abilities that are in his possibilities. And this is how he advances. So what is it called, the covenant? That those states that I'm receiving from the Creator, that he's interested in, that he is putting them, stabilizing them before me and giving them to me, I need now to, above my desire, above my tastes, to learn from this that this is for my benefit. Although, against my tastes, or my tamim are all reception, and I want to get used to the tastes of what I'm receiving from him, the tastes of bestowal. And how will I receive those good if I feel bad in this? So So if I start to understand that I must change my tastes to feel the taste in bestowal, not the taste of reception, then according to my willingness, the Creator shows them to me in bestowal. He brings me to a group, to actions in a group, that they give me a great flavor of bestowal. And let's say I participate with them in a convention or some event, and I feel how good it is, how much it illuminates, benefits, how much I'm willing to rise above my ego. But it's not me. Rather, it's the general force and the Creator who are influencing me this way. And I feel myself good. And then I agree. Of course. Everyone. Bring a person who completely doesn't, he didn't do any preparation, and he too will feel something tasty and good, pleasant, good. Every work starts, all the work starts afterwards. When I need now to keep those values in which I felt good, although I won't feel good in them. For then I will be able to pray and to ask for the force of bestowal and to hold on to these values, which are great, are unique and special. And this is called to keep the covenant. That without flavor, without any pleasure, that I will feel in them for bestowal, in connection with others, I will anyhow want to be in this. And I don't ask the Creator to bring me tastes and flavors like I had before. Because then I am in a state that, because it's pleasant. Rather, I'm asking from Him correction. To be in bestowal against my desire, against that bitter flavor, because I want to appreciate it, which is, and this is appreciation for the action of bestowal will be above all other flavors, and therefore as bitter as I will feel from the action of bestowal of mine, within my desire to receive, it will be for me the examination that I am above my ego. And all the pleasure that I will receive in this is pleasure that I am keeping the form of bestowal, especially above the feeling of emptiness and bitterness from the desire to receive. And thus, each time in receiving an example from the Creator, I will try to keep, according to this example, the covenant. And the pleasure that will come to me later. On the face of the bitter sensation within my natural vessels, because, so that I won't be a thief. Yes?
Terence from New York is asking, what does it mean to take an example from the upper one?
If he felt some pleasure once, and that he felt it was in a convention or in some event that belongs to awakening from others, from many, from the collective, when he felt what pleasure there is in rising above the physical or corporeal degree, how much through the group he can come to the feeling of the Creator, to appreciation towards Him, then we can talk. If not, then we're still in the previous preparation. But it's not important. Each and every one, at times of events, to come to the rising, and then from this ascent, we can already feel the influence of the covenant.
Yaakov from Germany is asking, should I keep the thankfulness, especially at the time of remoteness, is giving thanks the keeping of the covenant?
This is the part, because the whole process, it's a process. Without thanks, you can, just as you can't without prayer. The covenant does everything, makes everything into a state that I bring myself to that feeling and impression, just like it was from the side of the Creator. On one hand, He did it to me. He gave me the happiness, raised me to a state through the light, through the illumination that I received, through the group, the friends, or some event, that I felt that I'm willing to deliver myself, to give myself, and to be included within them. On the other hand, after that, when it left from His side, I need to raise myself to that state. When I raise myself to that same state, it's called that I'm keeping the covenant. Yes?
Then from the Inn is asking, we're told not to look back. So how can I preserve and remember what I felt?
No. We need to see these things in order to build now the current state. The question is right, supposedly. But without seeing the past and from it to build the future, you can't advance. You need to thank for the past and to ask on His own to attain those same things. First, you're given an example. Just like with the little children, they're given an example. And later, on their own, they execute it. And later, when they receive the additional mind and feeling, then they, on their own, try to do all sorts of things. Or we build for them games that have the ability to already do that for them. This is how development happens. We can't go without relying on examples. I mean, relying on examples of the past. Otherwise, how will I advance? I don't know what spirituality is. But if I'm willing to receive examples, then I will receive them. I reveal them, for He gives them to me. Otherwise, I don't reveal that He's giving me anything. Yes.
Timur from Istanbul is asking, what is the meaning of falling?
This the person determines this. Actually, there are no descents or falls from the side of the Creator, only opportunities to advance that are given to a person in order to develop him, to grow him. Just like we do with the children. We can even see this in all sorts of games that you break something or do something. Then you too can see in this the character of the child. Either he tries right away and he sweats and does it, or he starts to cry and doesn't awaken any interest in correcting the state, from receiving from you How do you say it? That you're delivering something to him to do something, something like that. It depends on the person. According to this, we skip and move ahead, and all the parts of humanity, and we come to these different states. There are certain definitions that it depends on how much he is sold on passions and lusts, and how much he's on the work of the holy work. And also in this against that exists in every single one.
Danny from Tel Aviv is asking, following the convention, I had a great sensation of closeness to the friends and responsibility. Now I have the fear that I won't be able to carry out what is up to me. How can I know that I'm not carried away and I remain focused on my intentions, on the path, and on the friends?
Close your eyes and be in adhesion. First of all, I said there to everyone that we must be together in the lessons and in workshops and as much as possible in as many events. Without this, you can't. That's one thing. The second thing, don't depend on your mind, on your intellect. Truly, don't depend on your mind. I saw friends that are really wise, with a very good sense of scrutiny, but they cannot scrutinize their own scrutinization. And this is a problem. Even though they can critique their own criticism, they still can't scrutinize it. And here there's truly a problem, a very big problem, because they're advancing toward in the direction of the mind and not in the direction of the dedication. And without this, a person enters the klipa and not the holiness. And here we need to be really fearful. We need to go through not to rely on your mind, not to go through the your mind and go with soul dedication. We saw friends who fell, and many more will fall. Who reaches the goal? Whoever is dedicated, with their eyes closed, devoted.
And we're moving on to the next part from the Zohar.